Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning live, Dominic Cortez. You'll, of course, hear him tomorrow morning here on WBEN. But we want to talk about right now an issue that, Dom, you've been very passionate about, talking a lot about on your show over the last year plus, actually, and that is energy policy in New York State, because there's only a couple of days left for people to submit their public comment on the state energy plan to the state energy planning board. I want to just kind of start with this. What exactly do people have the ability to comment on through October 6th?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. The whole idea here is for the public to have their voice heard. And the state did hold sessions throughout the state. Some were virtual. And you still have a chance to submit by either email or letter form your comments. The objective, by the way, of the energy plan, the draft plan as it's called, is to move towards 70% of electricity generated by renewables by 2030. 70% of electricity generated by renewables by 2030. When you even say that, it sounds ridiculous to even believe that could be possible, because renewables are falling flat when it comes to the ability to really have any impact on the grid right now. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in 2030. By the way, another thing that's supposedly on the drawing board is in 2030, gas appliances will be banned completely. And the whole idea there is that you won't be able to replace your furnace in 2030 if it breaks down. In 2026, the policies for new construction start, where every new home has to be 100% electric.
And we're well aware of that and trying to get that word out too, Dominic. But do you find in your work that a lot of people still don't know about this?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Interesting fact, the New York State Builders Association conducted a survey of just the average Joe across New York State. And the consensus, I mean, remarkable consensus, like 95%, shocking number of people had no idea that in January 1, 2026, when you go to build a house, it has to be electric.
This reality is starting to set in. It goes a little bit further than just new builds. I mean, there are many parts of this law that people who currently have homes that use gas for heating or their appliances will have to be aware of down the line.
Yes. In 2030, right now, the issue at hand, imminently at hand, is 2026, January 1. That's when new homes have to be electric. But by 2030, it's when it's going to touch all of us when we go to replace something in our homes. So this is coming, and we need to band together and have our voices heard. And you know, there's no other way to do it than to write to your state legislators, assembly and senators, and be involved with this this chance to write in now with the New York State Energy Plan. I'll give the address in a minute. Also pending is federal legislation Nick Langworthy is working on to make the choice of energy your choice. And that is something he's working on at the federal level. He's looking now to build consensus. He does have bipartisan support, by the way. In other states, He's told me that a lot of congressmen, senators roll their eyes when they hear what they're talking about doing in New York State. So there may be some movement there, hopefully, and we'll keep all our listeners apprised as to what happens at the federal level. Here's the address for commenting. Again, you only have till the 6th, so you need to do this weekend if you're interested in participating. It's the New York State State Energy Plan Comments, NYSERDA, NYSERDA, 17 Columbia Circle, Albany, New York, 12203. That's 17 Columbia Circle, Albany, New York, 12203. That's if you want to do it by snail mail. And if you want to do it by email, you got to write this down because it's long. It's NYS Energy Plan, NYS Energy Plan at NYSERDA.NewYork.gov. So that's the email address.
Yeah, energyplan.ny.gov also has all those links where you can click on and submit a comment there.
As far as you know, Dominic, how could this, I mean, there's less than 3 months to go before this will initially take effect on those new builds. How quickly could this be stopped, or how late can it happen in this year?
So if you ask Nick Langworthy, he's got December 31st as his goal. I would be amazed if that happens. It'd be awesome if he was able to pull it off. He obviously has the president's ear, and as I said already, he has bipartisan support. So what he has to do is get it through Congress, get it through Senate, and then get it to the president. And I've tried to reach out to the other side to just get their comments, and they're not even willing to come on our station. But hopefully he will have more success in building that bridge.
We'll see what happens. Again, that public comment period, you have until October 6th to submit any comment. Dominic, thanks so much, and you'll continue to be talking about this. Dominic Cortez, here Hammer Time, live right here, Saturday mornings on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.